Congress wants to make saving as thrilling as gambling. Yesterday, the Senate passed a bill which would make prize-linked savings accounts available to more Americans. Here's how it works. You enter into a lottery every time you deposit something in your savings account. You can win cash prizes worth thousands of dollars. They're currently available, but only at select financial institutions in four states. Representative Derek Kilmer is a Democrat from Washington's 6th Congressional District. He introduced the bill into Congress last year, along with Republican colleague Representative Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Representative Kilmer told Marcy Silman this legislation is important because a third of Americans do not have any savings at all.
And we know that, you know, whether it be saving for college or to be able to buy something, you know, like an automobile or something like that, or simply warding against, you know, when something bad happens, a healthcare emergency or broken water heater, having savings matters.
Well, that's a problem for us personally. Why does the government care?
Well, so you know, one of the interesting things is, particularly among asset poor people, research tells us that one, asset poor people generally don't have savings, and two, are much more likely to play the lottery as a financial strategy. And so researchers looked at whether there was a way to take that excitement of lotteries and combine it with a traditional savings product to try to encourage people to save more money, you know, with, again, an eye towards helping people become more self-sufficient and encouraging people not to go deeply into debt. And the idea that came out was something called prize-linked savings. And prize-linked savings, in fact, our credit unions in our state do this. And the way it works is when you open up an account, you, in essence, earn a chance. And every time you make a deposit of, like, $25, you earn a chance. And every month or every quarter, based on how many chances you have, they do a drawing for cash prizes. And what research has told us is in offering these products, they found that it encourages asset-poor people to start to save and to save more.
I'm talking with Representative Derek Kilmer from Washington's 6th District. This all makes sense and it sounds fun, but I thought that the government needed us to spend money to jumpstart our economy. So this seems like the antithesis of that.
Sure. I mean, but there's some level of economic activity that depends on people spending. But at the same time, you know, actually encouraging savings means that people are able to be more self-sufficient and to be prepared if something bad happens, whether it's a car accident or, as I'm grappling with right now, we had a leak in our bathroom and all of a sudden have to pay for repairs. You know, having savings matters, and actually trying to enhance the savings rate is something that got bipartisan support. Interestingly, groups like the Asset Building Coalition on the left and think tanks like the Heritage Foundation on the right have embraced this idea because, by and large, it's a way of promoting self-sufficiency. It doesn't require a new government program. It simply allows people to use an innovative product to save more money.
Representative Kilmer, you mentioned that Washington State credit unions already are allowed to do this. We're one of just four states that allow any kind of prize-linked savings accounts. So what will specifically be different here?
I worked on this when I served in the state legislature, and it was a bipartisan bill that I advanced in the state legislature that allowed state chartered credit unions to offer these prize-linked savings accounts. And so the law that we just passed will now allow banks and other financial institutions to offer these products as well.
Anything else you want to say about this bill, Representative?
No, I'm excited, and particularly because it's a bipartisan bill that simply encourages more families to save more money and to build assets. And I think that's an idea that both Democrats and Republicans can get behind, which is why it got wide backing in the House and bipartisan support out of the Senate. And I think, in my view, we had so much support from all sides because it helps families and workers get through any rough financial patches that they may hit. The bill that we put forward here gets rid of an outdated federal law that prevents banks from offering these products, and now there won't be any barriers preventing Washington State banks, along with any other states that authorize these programs from joining credit unions and offering these accounts.
Representative Derek Kilmer, Democrat from Washington's 6th Congressional District, speaking to KUOW's Marcy Silman. That bill now heads to President Obama's desk for his signature. This is The Record on KUOW.